From high above ringside at T-Mobile Arena in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. And this is the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. Taylor Radish controls from the corner, a centering pass and a shot save. First look for the Blackhawks. Thompson the stop, and a crowd gathers afterwards. Radish and Tyler Johnson having words with Alec Martinez. Knights lose the puck in their own zone. Backhand shot. Thompson fights it off. Deflected away. Landon Slaggard in pursuit. Pulisar is out there now, joined by Ron Bjerg entering on the right side. He gets through the circle. He chips it just over the goal and into the netting. Carlson springs a Matteo. It's an entry. Theodore shooting save. Theodore with a Matteo. And Shea decided he was going to go right to the net with the puck. Barbashev deflects it along to Marchessault into the zone. Gets around Vlasic and shoots. Save. Mrazek down to his left. Marchessault bidding for goal number 43, which would tie the Golden Knights record. 5 seconds to go. In his own end, Hanifin rips it forward, deflects into the zone, but that does it for the Puri. Golden Knights with a 0-0 tie after 20 minutes. Let's go downstairs now and welcome Golden Knights defenseman Zach Whitecloud to the broadcast. Hiya, Zach. Thanks for coming by. Dan and Gary in the booth. What'd you think of the first period so far here today?
Hey, fellas. I thought it was good. Obviously, if we can get over zone a little bit cleaner, get going up ice with more pace. Obviously, I think, all those pucks coming back to us, I think it just leads to, not executed breakouts. And I'm the first one responsible for that, not doing the best I can to do that. So, clean those up, get going up the ice with some pace and with some possession, put them on their heels and get going through the neutral zone with the speed that we play with. And again, put them on their heels a little bit, and that'll limit their transition and limit the time in our zone. So,
kind of a weird time in the season, Zach. You don't really know where you're going to finish. You're in. You could finish, in the wild card. You could finish third in the Pacific, and you have no idea of your opponent. What's it like to have that kind of uncertainty?
To be quite honest with you, in terms of, just speaking for myself, you don't really focus on that at all. It's the same as every other game. You're trying to win that hockey game that night, and then we'll focus on tomorrow when it comes. We got to be playing our best hockey going into the playoffs here. And obviously, like you said, you have the, the solace of knowing that you're in, right? And obviously, that's great. But you want to be playing your best hockey with the lineup that you have and be playing the right way, creating chances, breaking pucks out cleanly, getting up the ice, being physical, playing that playoff style. And it doesn't matter what game you're playing or what the situation is, right? You just want to try and win every game. And when it comes to playoffs, that's the mindset. Win every single game and obviously move forward and find out what comes the next day.
Comes out to center as Nazar gets behind the defense. Nazar, the righty, poked away from behind. What a recovery by McNabb on the rookie Nazar in just his second NHL game. Knights get behind the D. Here is Dorofeev. Stops in front. Knocked over. Puck goes wide left. Mrazek slow getting up. Appears to be okay. Puck is sent up the far boards and down. Theodore to the left. From the circle one. Out in front of Matteo. Saved by Mrazek. Into the right corner. Dorofeev into the zone on the right wing. Lefty weaving to the slot. Hands it off. Left circle. McNabb. Dorofeev one-timer. Blocked. Rattles around. Score! His fourth goal of the season after a shot by Dorofeev was knocked down. Nobody could find it except for the Knights' veteran defenseman. 26 points in 81 games for Braden McNabb. Hurdle right in front of him, but it was McNabb to reach in and stick it home for the game's first goal. 1-0 Knights, 3:35 to go in the second.
And McNabb has to pull a spinorama move here. Great work by Dorofeev to get free for the shot. And then the rebound comes to McNabb. He has to spin around, and then he deposits it into the empty net.
Hurdle with 10 seconds. Hurdle around to the left. Hounded by Johnson. Running out of time. 5 seconds. Theodore shoots. Blocked. And it's whacked out of the air out to the neutral zone, and that'll do it for the Puri. And it's a 1-0 Knights advantage after 40 minutes. Braden McNabb, the game's only goal from Tomasz Hertl and Pavel Dorofeev at 16:25. Let's go downstairs now and welcome Tomasz Hertl to the broadcast. Tomasz, Dan and Gary up in the radio booth, thanks very much for joining us. First of all, what did you think of how this game has unfolded through 40 minutes? What's it been like?
Yeah, you know, we know the first 20 minutes wasn't great from us, and I think we got a little better in the second. You know, we hold them more the puck and spend more time in our zone, but we know we still can be a little better. You know, it's a young team; they like to cheat a little for the offense, and if we just stay stronger and hold them out in our zone, they will have not much. But second pair was much better from us.
Can you tell us about what happened on the goal scoring play?
Yeah, you know, like just there was a couple plays. You know, I drive to the net. You know, they make a nice play, you know, and Puff shoot it. And I was just standing, get a tip, and, you know, Brandon was great job, find the puck around and get a good rebound and, you know, good first goal and hopefully, like, get us a little going more.
I would imagine when you came here, you knew lots about Stone and Eichel and Petrangelo. How much did you know about Pavel Dorofeev, and what do you think of him as a player?
Yeah, honestly, like you say, like, I would... You know, not paying attention about how much, you know, or when we play, you know, when I was playing, I always make sure, you know, I got Jack, you know, or Stoney and all these guys. But Puff is doing tremendous jobs. I think he got a huge future. He's really smart. He can shoot hard. He can score, but it's easy to talk to him. You know, it's nice when you have guy, you know, you want to talk to him, make a plays, but he's really smart. And I think we have last couple of games was really good. We got some chemistry going right now, but, you know, I really like his game. And, you know, we just care, you know, he works hard, you know, and when he works hard, everything open up because he got the skill and everything in his package. And if he's working hard like that, you know, he will score a lot of goals in the future for Vegas.
Do you understand Russian?
Something, but yeah. I can't really say, you know, it's more some swearing words, but, you know, like the language is not from far, so, you know, like from us, so and now I got two Russian and me, so maybe we get a little gorg, you know, and... A little check in the Russian language.
Yeah, there you go. It all sounds similar to us. Ask Marcia, so he's got his own language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tell Marsh, thanks. Good luck
in
the third.
Thank you, guys.
Chicago through center. Jones pass deflected back. Shot from Dickinson. Save. Jason Dickinson found a deflected puck right on his tape. The lefty snapped it on goal. Logan Thompson ready with the glove on his right hand. Shot attempt blocked. Amadio almost got to the loose puck. Now he does. Skates it on the right. Amadio, score! Far down from Mike Amadio. A steal and a goal. It won't be 1-0 today. 2-0 Golden Knights. 12:47 to go in the third. Mike Amadio's 14th in his 72nd game. The takeaway in the neutral zone after he blocked a shot that was all Amadio. Fired from the right dot off the crossbar and home by Peter Mrazek on the short side.
And boy, did he need that. He struggled to score a healthy scratch for a couple of games. He knows there are people coming back in the lineup. He wants to be part of the picture. And that's a big, big goal for Deuces. Michael Amadio, number 22.
Hopes for a Stanley Cup playoff spot. Seth Jones down the middle. Extra pass in front. Diving, save Thompson to his right. And the rebound goes left corner. Donato gets it at the left wall, plays it out high. Connor Murphy skating ahead. The defenseman enters the zone, drops it off for Foligno. Shooting, redirect on, and a save with the pad. Thompson down and ready for the redirect. Foligno right in front. Bedard centers the shot. Thompson shrugs it off. Loose puck trickles and looked like it went in. The referee blows his whistle. Did not signal goal. It looked like a goal to be, but the referee did not signal as much. Thompson made an initial save, bounced around in front, and with 3:58 to go in the third period, the officials will conference. It appears that Jason Dickinson got the last piece of it to get it into the Vegas net.
Thompson makes the first save, and then...
The call on the ice is a goal.
Yeah.
Quick conversation with Graham Skilleter, the referee who made the announcement, the other officials. Puck went in the net. It was never covered. Hanifin was coming back to try to help out Logan Thompson after the initial save, but bodies collide. Hanifin knocked over. Hanifin kind of knocks over Thompson, and the puck trickles into the back of the net. Kolesar behind the net, sets up Hurdle. Hurdle shoots, goes behind, wraparound, stop with the right toe. Big save Mrazek on Ivan Barbashev. Barbashev motors toward the slot from the right corner. Triple teamed, and eventually the Hawks out with the puck. 2 minutes to go. Chicago into the zone. Left wing shot. Glove save Thompson. Reaching high over his head to his right.
Sixth attacker is on for the Hawks with a minute 45 to go. Empty net down to our left. Chicago in the offensive zone. Foligno put it out in front, taken away by the Knights. Eichel from his own blue line plays it left. Houdin forward, a shot from center, into the goal! Nicholas Roy, empty netter, 3-1 Vegas. Couple of quick, careful passes to get out of the zone to ensure there'd be no turnover. They didn't force it, they got it to the right spot. Nicholas Roy buries the empty net goal. 13 markers for Nick, 41 points, and the Knights have a two-goal lead again. 1:36 to go in the third. 5 seconds to go. Puck comes loose. The crowd comes to its feet. And we'll have flamingos. Knights 3, Hawks 1. Vegas defeats Chicago in game 81. McNabb, Amadio, and Watt into an empty net provide Logan Thompson with his 25th victory of the season. It was about 4 minutes away from a shutout, but he'll take it. A stellar showing by the Golden Knights netminder, Logan Thompson, in his 42nd game of the year. Vegas gets its third straight win, its 27th home victory of the year. They're now 8-1-0 in their last 9 games in this building. Plus 17 in that stretch.